Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
I would ride my motorcycle to Luzinger High School to hang out with Ricky and Rick Rock after school. And one day I met this girl named Martha, and we were walking around the school, and she wanted to go to her locker. So I walked into her locker, and she was turning the combination on her locker, and I don't know what came over me, but I thought it was time for me to make a move. And I pinned her against the lockers, and I started kissing her. And she turned around and dropped her books and just wrapped her arms around my shoulders, and she gave me deep tongue kissing back. And I was like, whoa, I'm doing the move, and this girl is liking it. What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So everybody should be able to pull up my radio show and listen to the activities we got going down. I'm the best. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainment promoter of the year. So listen to my show and be entertained as we start the day off on this Monday, June 7th. Is it 7th? June 4th, 5th, June 6th, 2020. So, the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? Well, in Las Vegas, it's 109 degrees outside. That's right, it's hot. We're in the desert in Nevada, and it's summertime in Nevada, and it's hot. Yes, it's hot. It's 109 degrees, and the low of the day was 78 degrees. So it was hot. It's been warm all morning, and it's continuing to be warmer as the days go on. We are in the heart of the summer, and it's going to get hotter as the year progresses. So it's going to be summertime weather until about November. So make your reservations to come to Vegas. I think we're still open for business. I don't know if the governor has shut it down yet because we've had an influx in virus patients going to the hospital in several of the states across the union. So I don't know what's happening in Las Vegas. I haven't been informed as what's going down. But they're telling everybody to wear masks and to make sure you're staying social distance 6 feet away from the person next to you. And try not to go outside if you don't have to. So that's what they're recommending from the directors of the disease center. The CDC is saying stay inside and not go out if you can't, if you can afford not to, don't go out. So that's why we're entertaining our radio show inside so that everybody can be safe and we can stay 6 feet apart. We can observe the social distance and not be in a crowded place where we have a lot of fans that want to come and see G Money on the radio. So sit back and listen as we start today's radio show. I'm welcoming all the new listeners for our radio show. We're getting new people all the time that are joining in and listening to the radio show. So welcome. I welcome all of you, all of my Phi Beta Sigma brothers and all my Zeta Phi Beta sorority sisters and all of the rest of the Divine Nine. I welcome all of you to listen to my radio show. It should be an interesting day for you. All right, on with the show. Okay, DJ Papa D, let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. So I pull around the corner, and I find a parking spot, and I park my 65 on the street between these other two cars, and I get out, I lock my car, I turn my lights off, and I start walking around the corner. Well, when I come around the corner, all of a sudden I see all these Mexicans walking behind me, and they all got guns. And I'm wondering, what the hell have they got all them guns for? I mean, they got shotguns. They got 12 gauges. They got 5.9 millimeters. They got 38s and 22s. And I'm wondering, what the hell did they get all these guns for? And I'm walking in front of them, and they're walking down the street with all these guns in their hands, and all of a sudden they start blasting.
In the ways of
the plug has been lifted from the unjoint jar. Oh, cascade of black. Perfume of the hour.
In the ways of the scale.
The path has been written, rolled and sealed in a scroll.
In the ways of the scale.
The eyes of the hawk ranges the sky unblinking. Open.
In the ways of the scale.
Perfect.
Logical one, bring your mind straight to dark side of the sun. Mission for creator is to give no slack, so I step on the board to keep my eyes on black. Now my religion is reality. Come take a drink from the great bird stick. Coming with authority, group in the majority. This is not your gimmick or your fraudulent trick. Now I see children of originals doomed to lose. Teachers and preachers remain confused. Talk about humanists and true black ways. Talking revolution and you're out to entertain. Ignorance, I'll grab you by your crackhead neck. Take you back to Egypt where you learn respect. And on one knee and through one way, you follow out the path of the new sun ray. Let it click. Here comes the world of authority, grouping up the masses of majority. People have a problem with my step, but you see I'm an example of the X. I travel with my bag, with my books and fruits. Robes of the proud, now jeans and boots. Tip from the sundial, time for the drum. Dum diddy dum, funk code has begun to the scales.
Above all the trees, I rise like the sun, like the moon above day palms. Where there is light, I enter absolute. Where there is dark, there is none of me. Like the moon above day palms, I rise. I am sworn to life, I am bound to death. I take my oath under the
scales. Scales of the to Hootie, speak balance. I never ill, I never will, I won't have it. You see, queens are a man and real men don't play. It's like moon for the nighttime and sun for day. I am an African, I don't wear Greek. Must have been reminded of a legendary thief who tried to make Greece think of Paris into Egypt. But they got gypped cause their mind's not equipped. I see a cave boy and he try to play black. Give a gas face and you're bound to get slapped. And don't play stupid, I'm a pyramid stalker. Witness my soul on the batch crossroad. Chilling with the flowers in my ages has been. Doing this forever and your accents win. Time is but a word and of little concern. And not another second will we bread burn. To walk one way and to walk one path. Ways of the scale of the aftermath. It seems you're always with it. Brother J, funk me, I come again, I stick it. Some say it's too deep and some say strong. Some say the truth hurts and I say wrong. Awaken Osiris, it's time for war. Mount your chariot, I can't take no more. Life or death, it doesn't matter, I come again. There's no beginning and there is no end. Pop the stage, turn the page. Coming of Isis, queen of the rage. Witness the sex, overseer of the ex. Verbalize the funk and listen, give a taste, what's next? Show and prove, what's the true move? You come inside, I present your strong groove. It's really about time for a kick like this. Ways of the scale, a scientific fist, have a kiss.
By the way, Vainglorious, this is protected by the red, the black, and the green at the crossroad. With a P.
And I'm like, I know they're not shooting at me, so I hit the ground. And they're shooting, and they're shooting. And I'm on the ground under a car, and I'm crawling down the street under the car. And I look out, and I see a bunch of white boys coming down the street the other way. And they got shotguns. They got 12 gauges. They got 9 millimeters. They're just blasting, blasting. Blam, and they're shooting back at the Mexicans, and they're shooting at each other, and they're blasting, and I'm in the middle of the shootout, and I'm on the street, on the ground, and I'm under the cars, and I'm like, oh my God, what do I do? I'm not trying to get shot. I ain't in no gang. I'm just trying to get to the party. And I'm standing out there, and I'm under the car, and I'm crawling under the cars. But I noticed that they're on one side of the street. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from t-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money product in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. Sarah High School in Gardena, California is doing a fundraiser, and they're having a golf tournament as their fundraiser to raise money for the tuition for some of the kids that go to Sarah High School. So look on the internet and look up Junipero Sarah High School so that you can participate.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. It's the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So, it's my privilege to introduce one of my new songs. I want to play Big Bank Takes Little Bank. I'm the money man, and I'd like to play that for the listening audience because I didn't play this last week, and I forgot about that it was a song in my catalog. So I want to play Big Bank Takes Little Bank. I'm the money man. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
Big Bang Track Little Bang. Big Bang Track Little Bang. Big Bang Track Little Bang. Big Bang Track Little Bang.
I'm the money man.
Bang, 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 bang,
get low. Now you know. The money man. I'm the money man. I'm the money man. Yeah, I got the money.
Big bang track, little bang. Big bang track, little bang. Big bang track, little bang. Big bang track, little bang.
Yeah, I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and that was my favorite song there for the day. Big Bank Take Little Bank. I'm the money man. Yes, and I'd like to bring on another song for your listening pleasure. It's when I was hanging out in San Francisco with my roommate from college, and we call this song Candy. It's a candy song where I'm talking about all the girls in the Bay Area. And I ain't talking about the South Bay. I'm talking about the Northern Bay, the Oakland and Golden State Bridge Bay. That's what they call the Bay. So, DJ Papa D, play Candy for our listening audience. Candy. From San Francisco. And I went down the street, and these girls were smiling at me, waving at me.
It's a candy.
And I went back to my buddy's house, and I said, Ice! And I said, Ice! Man, I was walking down the street, and there was some girls waving at me.
It's a candy.
It says, oh, one girl waving at you. And I said, what? Are you serious? And we walked out of the house and walked down Polk Street. And I saw these group of girls.
It's a candy.
And they looked at us and started waving at us, saying, hey, come here. And my buddy's like, no. We're not going over there. And I'm like, why not? Those girls are calling.
It's a candy.
And he said, nope, they're not all girls. And I looked, and I said, they all got dresses on. And he said, that doesn't mean nothing. We're on Polk Street.
It's a candy.
Polk Street don't have girls on Polk Street. And I looked. And I said, what do you mean? They all got dresses on. He said, well, let's go over there and look.
It's a candy.
And he said, look at their neck. And I said, look at their neck. What do you mean? And I looked, and they said, the ones with the knot in their neck are not women.
It's a candy.
And I said, what? Are you serious? And I said, but they got dresses on. And I said, oh, my God. And I was, like, checking them out.
It's a candy.
And these girls were smiling at me. And I said, what? Are you serious? And these girls waving at me, smiling at me.
It's a candy.
And these girls waving at me, smiling at me. And girls would be waving at me, waving at me, smiling at me. And these girls waving at me, smiling at me. And girls would be waving at me, smiling at me. I was like, oh, that's how you tell a man from a woman. Except you can go up there and grab them in their nuts. And if you get a handful of dicks, you know it's a man. But you might just pop. I'm Gene Money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girl. Before I left, I went to visit them in Cerritos. I was walking around with the girls, and people were looking at us real funny and stuff, and it was great. We had a good time. And when I got ready to come home, I got in my car, was driving on the freeway, and I noticed my hood on my car started changing colors. And it went from being a beautiful gold color to start turning brown. And then it turned black. And then it turned gray. And I was like, hey, what's going on? So I pulled over on the side of the freeway. And I popped my hood. And the whole car caught fire. And my whole motor just started burning. This is Gene Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want. But they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. Running for president in 2020. I'm running against President Donald Trump. I got to sit him down, and I got to take over the nation. You know, I got to put things in proper order, make things right on the good foot. That's right. So, vote for G Money in 2020. Tell all your friends and send all your money to G Money. Help me out with my campaign. Buy G-Money gear to support G-Money. Because I'm running for president in 2020.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, with us Las Vegas and everybody around the world, this is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. Yes, I want to bring everybody in to congratulate you for joining us on today's radio show. We have a lot of interesting activities going on, and I'm glad you joined us for our entertainment. After all, I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainment promoter of the year. So, now, I'd like to introduce a story that I told, and it's time for Gregory's story to live up to its reputation. I've had a lot of great stories that I've shared with my listening audience, and so I think we have another one teed up to play for you today. So, DJ Papa D, can you play a story for us? And then we'll get back to playing some of my songs. We can play I Ain't Gonna Waste No More Time Waiting on You after we play our story. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. It's 2019. Happy New Year. It's a new year, and we hope everybody has New Year's resolutions to make them have a better life. That's right. You should be trying to change your life so that you can live a holier existence. You can live a better life and have better relations with the neighbors, with your citizens in your neighborhood, with the kids that you go to school with. Everybody should have a better relationship with the people that you live around, because this is 2019. This is a new year, and it's time to get right. That's right. G Money said, get right, be right, okay. That's how we're doing it all day long. We're trying to get ourselves right and prepare for the next life. That's right. I believe in the afterlife, the life after. So I'm telling everybody they need to get themselves together. And you need to think about some thing that you need to change in your life. So let's sit back and think about some of the things that I had to change in my life. Well, I wasn't a violent person, so I didn't really have a lot of enemies that I had to change my attitude towards. But those of you that got enemies and you get mad at people because they don't like what you say, or they get mad at things that you do, well, then you can change that. You change your attitude toward them, and you be a better person. Like Michael Jackson said, we need to look at the man in the mirror, and you need to change your attitude about who you are and who you're going to be and the people that you hang around. You need to be a better person. So this is what the new year brings, the opportunity for you to change your lifestyle and to become a better person. Now, that was one of the things that I suggest people change, their attitudes toward man and toward women too. And women, you need to change your attitude toward a lot of men, because all men ain't out to do women wrong. They just don't know any better. So you need to learn how to deal with the men on their level, so that you can be a better person. And if you treat the men right, then the men will treat you right. That's how it goes all day long, because everybody's in it to win it, you know, girls. Guys, you got to be better people to get a better relationship with people. So that's another thing that you need to do. Another situation that I think people need to check themselves on is those people that do dope. I'm not talking about smoking marijuana. I'm talking about doing heroin, doing acid, doing speed, doing crystal meth, doing crack cocaine, and doing cocaine. You got to give that up, because that don't make you no better person. It puts you in a worse situation. And you got to think about that. If you're spending all your money getting high, you can't pay your bills. And you can't live a good life if you can't pay your bills and you're living outside in the street and you're living on the curb. That ain't a good way to live. So you need to check yourself before you wreck yourself. Get your attitude together and become a better person, because that way you can live a long, healthy life.
Going down just a little bit.
going down just a little bit, but I ain't going much further. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going much further. I'm sitting in my car drinking a six-pack of beer and I'm getting drunk. But I'm waiting for you. I'm sitting in my car drinking a six-pack of beer and I'm getting drunk. But I'm waiting for you. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going much further. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going much further. No more time waiting on you to come to me. I ain't wasting no more time waiting on you to come to me. I ain't wasting no more time waiting on you. I wasted no more time. And I had a girlfriend that used to smoke crack. And she used to get high with me, and we lived together for like 3 years, off and on, in apartments, all of that. But I had to constantly give her some crack cocaine to keep her happy. And I got to the point where I said, hey, baby, I can't give you no more crack because I ain't got no more money to spend on crack. And I think she just got tired of me not buying the drugs for her. And I left one day to go do something on the street, and I came back and she was gone. And I was like, wow, she just really left like that. Didn't tell me bye or leave me a note or nothing. She just packed up all of her clothes, took all of my DVDs and my CDs, and she left. My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house. I'm Gregory Gerard, G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show, and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366 and you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer, and he will make sure I get the message, and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start. Next year is going to be a big year for us. We're going to have a lot of things. I got money coming from Washington, D.C. to help the homeless in Las Vegas. We're going to be housing homeless people and housing kids and paying for restaurants to cook food for the homeless. Yeah, when I take over as president, that's how it's going to be. So support G-Money. I'm putting it down. And I'm taking over the country and setting everything right.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? I hope you're enjoying today's radio show, as it's an interesting show for the Monday, June 6th, and July 6th. Oh, my God. July 6th, 2020, as we're getting deeper into the summer, and we're right here in Las Vegas, and hopefully the pandemic will cease to exist so that people can come to Las Vegas and spend their money, and people can go back to work in Las Vegas and do their housing and do their gaming and do their restaurant activities and all of that. So I'm hoping that the pandemic ends real soon in Nevada and all across the country, of course. I want it to cease and desist because it's interrupting the lives of all the entertainers that I know. Everybody that performs live in Vegas are on vacation, and I don't know if all of them can afford not to be working. Unfortunately, or fortunately, I have a radio show. So I'm continuing to work every day, and I'm entertaining the world as I do what I normally do. So I'm G Money, and I want to introduce another song from my album. The song is The Scoutmaster. The song I wrote dedicated to my fraternity, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, Incorporated, Lambda Kappa Chapter, UC Davis. Yep, when I was a college student at UC Davis, California, we had a lot of step shows, and I was the step master, and I put this song together for the steppers in my step team. And we performed all around Northern California. We were actually the step masters of the Northern California Stepping Society. So DJ Papa D, play the step master song for our listening audience. And people, remember, if you pull up StoryTimeWithGMoney.com, you can listen to the music on the website. So The name of this song is Stepmaster, Sigma's Stepmaster song. And you can listen to it all day long, all day strong, because it's Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Step song. Okay, DJ Papa D, play the song, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. Everybody came out, the Alphas and the Kappas and the Qs and the AKAs and the Deltas and the Zetas all came out to see the boys in the blue and white throw down. Brother!
Let's step down, huh? Let's throw down. Step, step. Money. I pledge the Sigma, return the key. GG
Big Money. I've been known as Big Brother, Serious Business. That's me, GG Money. I was the step master, big dog on the yard, GG Money.
What the? Let's step, take the dog on the yard.
I'm GG Money, GG Money. GG Money, GG Money, GG Money, GG Money, woo, I'm GG Money.
DJ Papa D, DJ Big Nasty, I'm G Money.
Put it down, girl. Come on now. G Money. GG Money.
Woo! I'm G Money. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed that one. That was for my frat also, because I love that song. I was known as Serious Business, but now I'm G Money, and I'm taking it to a new level. All right, well, let me introduce this last song. I'm a comedian from L.A., and it's the history of what I've done to get to the point that I'm at now. And so DJ Papa D, play that song for us. I'm a comedian from L.A. I'm a comedian from L.A. I work from Diego to the Bay. I tell jokes about animals and women with no hair. Come on now. I taught school in Compton. They said the kids were dumb. I beg to differ, because I taught them one-on-one. Come on now. I taught Anthony Anderson and Deshaun Prince, just to name a few. I taught Venus and Serena Williams, and they did what they had to do. Come on now. They became bright stars, brighter than the sun. They put Compton on the map, and they did it one by one. Come on now. Well, I moved from L.A. to Las Vegas in about 2000 or so. I wanted to try my luck on a Vegas stage show. Come on now. So I met Aretha Franklin. She was the queen of soul. And she asked me to open up her stage show. Come on now. So I opened the show, and it went all right. And I did it real big. And then I met Gladys Knight. Come on now. Well, I opened her show, and I stood real tall. And then I went to the convention center, and I opened the Pimpin' Players Ball. Come on now. Snoop Dogg was the special guest star. He gave me some weed. We put it in the air. We smoked it all around like we just didn't care. Come on now. Then I went to the casino, and I was drinking at the bar, and I met Flavor Flav, and he was talking about he was a star. Come on now. And then I met Too Short, and he was having fun. And then I went to the party with Iron Mike, Mike Tyson. Now I'm in Vegas, and I'm on the radio, and I'm broadcasting live around the world, don't you know? You can hear me on the radio if you pull up Gregory Girard to find my radio show. It's definitely not hard. I talk about news and sports, and I play music on the air. I tell jokes for your listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I have enough to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. Cause I'm G-Money Las Vegas promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes.
Come on now.
I'm G-Money, and I move the crowd. And I'm so funny, I make them laugh out loud. So, I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. I'm G-Money.
Come on now.
I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. And if you didn't know, ask somebody. Yeah, well, that's the story of my existence in Las Vegas, and that's why I wrote that song, coming from L.A. to Las Vegas to do what I do. And I've been successful as becoming a comedian on the Strip, so it's been a good move for me. And now I'm writing songs, and the next song that I want to present is the second version of Big Bank Take Little Bank, except it's about my 6'9" buddy of mine. He was 6'9", but he was broke all the time. So I wrote this song dedicated to him, because he was my buddy, but he was broke all the time. So Big Bank Take Little Bank. DJ Papa D, play the song.
Uncoordinated, so he doesn't, he's not an athlete, he doesn't play in sports anymore. He got a big mouth, so he talks crazy all the time. He's like a comedian, except he ain't got no humor.
He
everything in the store. And he's always talking about having a party where he wants to bring people to his house. I guess he needs to have company to feel good about himself. Party, but it's going to be on the 8th of December. Can you understand that? It's before Christmas. He doesn't even know what day Christmas is. That's a shame. He is just a mess in a hat.
On the wall says that's all. It's time for us, for me to move out the air chair and go somewhere. I got people to see and places to go. But I want to leave you with a song before I get out of here. DJ Papa D, play Family Affair for us before we go and let them know that I'm always thinking about everybody, because it's just a family affair. It's a family affair. It's a family affair. It's a family affair. I got hookers in the front of my house. I got strippers in the back in the pool. I got women in my house. I got women in the kitchen cooking food. I got kids in the park on the swing, sliding on the slide, playing on the merry-go-round. Yeah, 'cause that's how kids get down. I got homeboys cooking barbecue on the grill. They're hanging out in the gym next to the pool. I got homeboys lifting weights and getting buffed. Cause that's how we do. I like to be around a lot of women. I got women, cause that's how I get down. Cooking dinners at night. And I'm feeding everybody that comes around. I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. I'm G Money. The pimp comic. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp comic. If you don't know, now you know. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I went to Catholic school and I was a schoolboy. I did good in school and made the honor roll. I played football, basketball, baseball, and ran track, and I never did have to watch my back. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I was born and raised in South Central LA, where the Crip were born and the gangsters came to play. I got a pass.
What's up, G-Dub?
From the Crips in my hood. They knew I was an athlete. And they knew I was good. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I played baseball with Daryl Strawberry and Eric Davis at St. Andrew's Park. But don't get me twisted. I don't bow down. But don't get me twisted. And I don't cry. If you come to me with some stupid shit, you're gonna go home with a fat lip and a black eye. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I went to college on a baseball scholarship, and I could have went pro, but I got hit with a hanging curveball, and that's how it goes. So now I'm in Vegas, a comedian on the strip, writing jokes and songs, because that's my gift. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gang bang. I play ball. I grew up in South Central LA, but you had to be tough to go outside and play. But now I'm G Money, the Pimp Thomas. And if you don't know, you better ask somebody, and they'll tell you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for me to move out the air chair and time for me to go somewhere. I got places to go and people to see. And I want to thank everybody for listening to today's radio show. We'll be back on the air tomorrow at 3 o'clock. So join us then. And tell all your friends to tune in to listen to my radio show, as it should be another exciting adventure of G Money Stories. And I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting the show. So I want to thank my brothers, DJ Big Nasty, for supporting the radio show on social media. And I want to thank DJ Papa D for playing the music and playing the comedy shorts and playing the story that I told to entertain my listening audience. Because he's the engineer of my radio show, and I couldn't do it without him. So I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. And I hope everybody had a good 4th of July weekend this past weekend. I hope you were safe, you wore masks, and you were social distancing from the people next to you. So we don't want to spread the virus. We want the summer to kill the virus. So until tomorrow, which is Tuesday the 7th, I'll see you later. Have a good night. Peace and goodbye. I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.